worry about him. I do. I worry about Joel. On 0911, where was Cheney? Where was Vice President Cheney?
We don't know. Might be secreted away, but Secret Service and your location are disclosed.
I'm telling you, you don't know what our revolution is. Because when you find out what it is, you'll get back in the alley. You'll get out of the way. You haven't got a revolution that doesn't involve bloodshed. And you're afraid to bleed. You don't have a peaceful revolution.
You're quite hostile.
You don't have a turn-the-other-cheek revolution. There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution. There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution.
Where's Cheney?
We don't know.
You might make it this up?
This afternoon, we want to talk about the ballot or the bullet. The ballot or the bullet explains itself.
There's no such thing.
You and I have a non-violent revolution. As I say, if we bring up religion, we'll have differences, we'll have arguments, we'll never be able to get together. But if we keep our religion at home, keep our religion in the closet, keep our religion between ourselves and our God, but when we come out here, we have a fight that's common to all of us against an enemy who is common to all of us.
There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution.
Cheney's just got that look.
But that, with all of that violence that they display at the international level, when you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be non-violent. They're violent. They tell us to be non-violent. And when I say that we should defend ourselves against the violence of others, they use their press skillfully to make the world think that I'm calling on violence, period. And I wouldn't call on anybody to be violent without a cause. I saw in the paper where they, on the television, where they took this black woman down in Selma, Alabama, and knocked her right down on the ground, dragging her down the street. You saw it. You're trying to pretend like you didn't see it because you knew you should have done something about it and didn't. It showed the sheriff and his henchmen throwing this black woman on the ground. On the ground. And Negro men standing around doing nothing about it. Saying, well, let's overcome them with our capacity to love. What kind of phrase is that? Overcome them with our capacity to love.
It is a master.
And then it displaces the rest of us because all over the world the picture is flashed showing a black woman with some white brutes with their knees on her holding her down and full-grown men standing around watching it. Why, you are lucky to let you stay on earth, much less stay in the country. If you and I would just realize that once we learn to talk the language that they understand, they will then get the point. You can never reach a man if you don't speak his language. A man speaks the language of brute force. You can't come to him with peace. Why, good night. He'll break you in two, as he has been doing all along. If a man speaks French, you can't speak to him in German. If he speaks Swahili, you can't communicate with him in Chinese. You have to find out, what does this man speak? And once you know his language, you learn how to speak his language. And he'll get the point. There'll be some dialogue, some communication, and some understanding will be developed. And they will get the point. There'll be a dialogue. There'll be some communication. And I'm quite certain there will then be some understanding. Since the federal government has shown that it isn't going to do anything about it but talk, then it is a duty. It's your and my duty as men, as human beings. It's our duty to our people to organize ourselves. We only need vigorous action in self-defense. And that vigorous action, we feel, we're justified in initiating by any means necessary. By any means necessary. If you and I don't awaken and see what this man is doing to us, then it'll be too late. They may have the gas oven that's already built before you realize that they're hot. You're quite hostile.
really slow, sir. I'll talk really slow, sir. Really slow, sir.
He looks like a sleepy lizard in search of a warm rock.
There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution.
I see him on This Week with David Brinkley. Without David Brinkley, I keep expecting him to detach his jaw and swallow Sam Donaldson whole. Spit the rug into Cokie Roberts' lap. George Will goes on like nothing happened.
There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution. There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution. There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution.
You're quite hostile.